Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, says that the current level of solar activity continues to remain at an extremely low level. There's been no change in the numbers, the sunspot numbers in the last 2 months. There are no sunspots visible on the Earth-facing side of the Sun, and the solar flux, that's the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, has continued to drop and is now 60. And those numbers are not expected to change significantly in the near future. And it's quite likely that they'll continue right through until the end of the current sunspot cycle, which is not expected to happen until about 12 months from now. So high frequency reception is now very problematic, and propagation is difficult on long haul services, long haul transmission paths on darkness or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 10 megahertz. So international broadcasters will now be relying more closely on frequencies below about 10 megahertz for darkness circuits, darkness broadcasts. During the daytime period on long-haul circuits, the reception or transmission on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will be somewhat more reliable. In the meantime, It's spring here in Melbourne, in Victoria, in southeastern Australia, and we've been confronted with spring propagation conditions. There's quite a lot of activity noted in our sunrise period or pre-sunrise period, and this is a survey I made recently of band occupancy in the 49 metre band between 2045 and 2115, most signals coming from the darkness circuits to the west and northwest of Melbourne, mainly from Europe, Africa and the Middle East. Beginning on 5860, that's radio Sadar broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station, that's the IBB station with programs in Persian. And 5875, the Voice of America from the Udorn, Thailand relay station with programming in Korean. 5910, the BBC with its Arabic service from the Dubai, UAE relay station. 5950, Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, broadcasting from the Issoudun, France relay station with programming in French to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. On the next frequency, 5960, the Voice of Turkey, always a good signal, with broadcast in Turkish. 5995, the Voice of Hope, broadcasting from a transmitter site in South Korea. This is a politically based station using brokered facilities, and programming is in Korean. 6110 Ethiopia, Radio Fana, broadcasting from Addis Ababa in Amharic. And 6145 Korean Broadcasting System, another relay, this time in Arabic, from the Dabaya Relay Station in the UAE. And 5930, the station operated by Radio Algeria, broadcasting from the Izzeddin Relay Station, broadcasting in Arabic to the Middle East. And 6025, the station at Lhasa in China, Tibet, broadcasting in the Tibetan language, signing on at 2100. Now, quite a number of stations or transmitters from China were audible in this band, and I'll run through those now as a band scan. 5945, China National Radio Network 1. 5985, China Radio International, broadcasting in English from a Beijing transmitting site. 6000, that's 6000, China National Radio Network 1. And 6020, China Radio International, international service from Shenzhen, broadcasting in Polish. And 6040, China National Radio Network 2, signing on at 2055. And other frequencies for this network were 6065, 6090, and 6155. 6040, another frequency for China National Radio Network 2, signing on at 2055. And 6055, the Overcomer Ministry, the religious broadcaster originating in the USA from Kostinbrod in Bulgaria, that's the Kostinbrod Relay Station in Bulgaria, with programming in English. And 6090, another frequency for China National Radio Network 2, signing on at 2055. 6100, China Radio International, in Arabic, for the transmitting station at Xi'an. And 6125, yet another frequency for China National Radio Network 1. 6135, on the next frequency, China Radio International, signing on at 2100 from the Beijing transmitting site in Croatian. And 6185, Albania, China Radio International from the relay at Sarik, with programming in Albanian. And 5925, another internal service from China, China National Radio Network 5, signing on at 2100 in Chinese. And 5970, the Voice of America from the Botswana Relay Station, broadcasting in French to Africa, the Middle East and Europe. So that was a scan or a survey of signals noted recently here in Melbourne in the 49 metre band between 2045 and 2115, good signals. And that reception pattern should continue in the immediate future. So there's at least there are some signals audible, but on frequencies above about 9 megahertz at that time of day are virtually not audible here in Melbourne. Now, some reception observations that have come through from technical monitors in Eastern Europe. And they include the following, mainly for daytime reception in that part of the world. Transworld Radio India by the Yerevan relay station in Armenia, noted on 9300 between 1535 and 1539 in English to Southern Asia on Mondays to Fridays. And the transmitted power there is 300 kilowatts. Antenna is 100 degrees. Manara Radio International a political broadcasting station using facilities at Issedon in France, heard on 15285 between 1600 and 1700 to West Africa in Hausa. Transmitter power there 150 kilowatts, 150, and the antenna 170 degrees. The voice of the Oromo Liberation, broadcasting from the relay station at Nauen in Germany, heard on 15420 between 1700 and 1800 to East Africa in local languages. Very good signals in Eastern Europe. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts and antenna 144 degrees. And HSK9, the Radio Thailand International Service, World Service, heard in Europe on 9390 between 1400 and 1430 to Southeast Asia in English, 250 kilowatts and 132 degrees. And the station also heard on 9920 between 1800 and 1900, again from the Udorn transmitting site in Thailand to Western Europe in Thai, transmitter 250 kilowatts and the antenna this time 313 degrees. And the voice of Turkey noted on 9505 from 1530 to 1625 in Azeri to Western Asia. Big power there, 500 kilowatts and antenna 105 degrees. And Ebra Radio, the religious broadcasting station using the relay facility at Tashkent on 9500 between 1430 and 1500 to Southern Asia in Hindi, Wednesdays to Sundays, transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the transmitter site, transmitter antenna 131 degrees. And also noted in Eastern Europe, Far East Broadcasting Association station from Tashkent, relay there on 9390 between 1500 and 1530 to Southern Asia in Bengali, ferry signals, transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 131 degrees. And Radio Japan, NHK World Radio, broadcasting from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, frequency 11775 between 1515 and 1600, broadcasting to Southern Asia in Urdu. The transmitter power there 250 kilowatts and the antenna 060 degrees. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.